Have you ever considered how to turn your passions into a source of income? Or perhaps you're feeling stuck, lacking passion, or just uncertain about your next steps? If so, you are in the right place. Welcome to the IDK WTF I Was Doing podcast, where we are all about helping you create income from your interests, even when you're not quite sure what you're doing. I'm your host, David B., and along with my co-host, the ever insightful Teresa Merrick, we are here to guide you on this exciting journey. We've been in your shoes, and we know the challenges that come with starting something new. In today's episode, we're going to dive deep into the Own Your Future Challenge, a free 5-day virtual experience hosted by Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi. This challenge is all about helping you discover how to create success and purpose through the knowledge business industry. It's designed to provide a clear and safe plan for you to confidently move forward and understand why this is the perfect time for you to jump in. Over the next few days, we'll be covering key insights from speakers including Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosi, Rachel Miller, Jay Shetty, Trent Shelton, Shailene Johnson, Cody Sanchez, Pace Morby, Barry Baumgartner, and Jim Quick. These are all successful figures in the knowledge business industry who have propelled themselves to huge success. We'll be sharing their wisdom, tips, and strategies to help you on your own journey. In today's episode, we delved into the wisdom shared by Dean Graziosi, who illuminated why knowledge-based businesses are currently thriving and why there's never been a better time in history to start one. He emphasized that there's no one more capable and better suited than you to make it happen. We also had the privilege of hearing from Jim Quick, who, after a traumatic brain injury in his childhood, discovered that his brain wasn't broken, it just needed a better owner's manual. This revelation shattered Jim's own limiting beliefs and, over time, provided him with the tools to help literally anyone else own their future by owning their brain. And of course, we heard from the legendary Tony Robbins himself, who shared his three mandates for living life on your own terms. And he also provided us with a precise framework for success, a roadmap that will help you navigate your journey without succumbing to overwhelm or fear. So remember, action takers, I'm here for you. If there's anything from this event that you'd like to dive deeper into, I'm opening up my calendar for totally no-cost one-on-one sessions. This event aligns perfectly with everything we teach here on the IDK WTF podcast, and I'm excited to help you apply these insights to your journey. So if this is the kind of thing that makes your monkeys mumble, then hit that subscribe button, sit back, focus up. And let's dive in.
Have you ever started something new that you were really excited about and invested time or money into, but after doing it for a while, you reach a point and you just feel like, I have no idea what the F I'm doing.
There's that bubbling up of frustration because you're not quite as good as you thought you'd be, or it's nowhere near as easy as you expected. Then suddenly, a wave of guilt comes at the same time, and you don't really want to or feel like you can express this to anyone.
Having a dream you want to accomplish can be very sad and isolating. It's lonely because visionaries tend to see the world the way that it could be instead of settling for the way the world currently is, like most people do.
We believe this so deeply that we wrote a book with the exact 4 steps to help.
This guide is designed to take you out of that feeling of frustration and overwhelm and lead you into the calmness and clarity that you need to reach the life that you know in your heart you're destined to have.
If you've started a project or a goal but have stopped, gotten stuck, or are starting to feel burned out, this is 100% the book for you.
Go to idkwtfpodcast.com today and download your digital copy with the coupon code ACTION to get it on us. Because we want to join you and be your supportive friends and partners throughout your journey.
It's only free for a limited time if you use the code ACTION by going to our website, idkwtfpodcast.com.
Check it out today and let's get unstuck together.
All right, so let's jump into it. So once again, we had KK, who started us off the day as she always does. For those of you who are new here, KK is Dean and Tony's like MC. She's always there to kind of start us off, end us out, kind of set the expectations for the day, which I think is just a great thing to have in these online events specifically. But she asked us with a started with a really good question, asking us to type in why we are here today. And the one thing that I like about the Own Your Future Challenge that kind of started back when they were doing it still as the Knowledge Broker Blueprint was that, you know, a lot of us really are out here and we know that we're built for more. And she's really asking you to start with a question like, what is it that made you sign up and what is it that made you jump in on this event today? And I think that's a great starting point to kind of spark that's framework of mind, really. And in this event, so this is the Own Your Future Challenge. It's all new speakers, you know, a bunch of people that we have not seen partnering up with Dean and Tony before, where he's kept most of the same people for the last 4 years. So I think this is a pretty clear indicator that we're kind of in a new era of the Project Next program that they've been creating. So I'm curious what the final offer is going to be. But the other thing I did notice is they did not disclose the amount of people that signed up for this event this time, where normally they always do. And later, Tony Robbins said it was about 600,000. But normally, that's one of the first things that they lead with is to say, hey, I am so excited because we've got, you know, 500,000 people in here, 1 million people. They've done, you know, they've had over 2.5 million people with their Matthew McConaughey event. So this one is definitely dramatically less. So I think that is an interesting thing. I actually noticed as well, in the Facebook group, there is a lot less interaction, where, you know, last year and even the last two challenges, the McConaughey and the last one Tony Robbins did, you know, someone would post something and they'd get 100 replies on just about every post in the Facebook group. And now the replies are only getting like 6 or 7, which, you know, sometimes 15, sometimes 20, but mostly it's very low interaction comparatively in the Facebook group. And that's not to say that this is any less good or less valuable. I just really think that the market is saturated and the people who need to buy from them have bought in the last few years, because this is the fourth year really that they're doing this. So KK again set that expectation with us though. So she gave us the three keys to getting the most out of these events, which is: number one, you want to commit. Number two is you want to engage. And number three is you want to keep up that positive energy. So really just setting that expectation, letting us know how to act. If you are someone who does presentations or if someone who does live events, it is a great thing to do at the beginning to tell them exactly what to do. And I also liked this one, how she switched it up to ask, why are you here? Then, of course, she brought Mr. Dean Graziosi himself on, and he started again with the same phrase of, hey, I know that you're meant for more. And that's one of these things that we all have in common. We know we're meant for more. We just need the framework. So he says, who's ready to get to that next level of purpose and passion? The point of this first day, which he says at the beginning, is to answer the question is why this, why now, and why you? That's what day one is set to answer, so that by the end of this, we are very clear that this is an industry that exists, for one, that now is the best time to get into it, and that you are the exact person who should be doing this. And he actually said, congratulations for being here, because I promise you that you're in the right spot, which gives very clear authority and very clear expectations that we can trust him and that he's going to get us to where we need to go. And he actually specifically says that. He says, you might not think this is for you, but if I can just get your trust for the next few days, you're going to see that it is. So he reiterates, the whole goal of today is helping you know that today, that now is the perfect time, and help you believe that you can do it and give you that path. He then tells a story about Warren Buffett, who says the best protection against inflation is your own earning power, which is Tony Robbins' story that he actually does reiterate this story a little bit later. But really, it's to show that knowledge is the new currency, and that there is someone out there that needs the knowledge you have to go faster And then he also says, we really, all in order to do that, we need to lean into the best version of ourselves, which is why we put Tony Robbins on this first day as well. So he did then lay out the framework for this entire event. So he says, day one answers the question, why now, why you? Day two is going to explain exactly what you should be offering and who you should be offering it to. Day three is going to be how to get people to say yes. This is, again, also this day that he's going to make his own offer. So he's going to teach you how to sell with love and being genuine. And then this is the day they make their sale as well. And then day four is how do you teach your knowledge with the best framework possible. Day five is then putting everything together and reiterating the sell, which is doing this all together with them in some way or another. I'm curious to see what that is going to be. He did go into talking about something I haven't heard a lot, too many people specifically address, is that the byproduct of COVID, it did exponentially launch this knowledge industry quite a bit faster than we probably ever would have expected. There's so much more technology now that makes these things easier. Like even putting out this podcast, I can use a program that does all the audio correcting for me, that makes the editing so ridiculously smooth. Even the equipment's cheaper than it's ever been before. And I mean, really, you can start up with just your current laptop or really your cell phone. And, you know, a $30 microphone is what I'm using. So the barrier to entry is so much lower than it's ever been. Then we have inflation, which is making the need to earn extra money higher than it ever has before, as well as having more than one source of income because our primary jobs are no longer secure and they're no longer taking care of us. So not only are things more expensive, but we can't necessarily rely on just one income source anymore. And then we have artificial intelligence, which is a threat to so many jobs out there, but it can also be leveraged as one of the greatest tools that we've really ever seen in our life. So this is really interesting dynamic that I imagine they're going to be diving into a lot of these topics throughout the next 4 days. And I'm curious to see what their thoughts are on that. And it seems like they're creating an AI-driven tool as well to help you kind of teach and create a course or a turn your experience into something that's teachable for others using AI to do a lot of the grunt work that, you know, we had to tediously manually do before. Dean then did share a story about how he grew up in a trailer park and just how, where he came from, his origin story. And his big lessons that he learned through that was that his past does not have to become his future. And he can actually speed up his time to be successful in launching a knowledge-based product by learning from an expert who's done it before, which is exactly what he did. He actually learned from Tony Robbins, as you might have heard before in the past, as just about every expert out there has, though, you know, getting Tony Robbins' tapes from back in the day. And it did get to one point where a sister sat him down and told him that he's been doing a great job because he had an auto repair business. She said, hey, you're doing a great job with this, but you're going to bankrupt yourself if you try and do this infomercial thing, which is what you had to do back in the day. And she told him not to go through with it, kind of sitting him down as an intervention. And, you know, this is where he had to make a choice that he would listen to her, kind of go back into mediocrity and what normalcy rather, and just be in that place where everyone expects him to be, or he needed to trust himself and his guides and go into an unknown and potentially get a huge benefit, you know? So he then shared some really great examples of people who have gone through this process in the last couple of years, launched their courses or launched their knowledge-based products anyway, and just done really well. And then he set out the reason of why the knowledge industry is currently a $1 billion a day industry and set to enter the trillions. It's really because people no longer want or need to learn from trial and error, and they want to learn from someone who did it or who has done something, which is typically you. those in the knowledge industry are bridge builders. There's probably a struggle or a job loss or an illness, some sort of mess that you've gone through that you've picked up skills and experience, and you've started to get better and better while going through the process. So he states that the mess turns into learning, that learning turns into experience, and that experience turns into wisdom. And this is what the self-education is built on. These bridge builders getting people through the messy part faster because they can share their experience and wisdom. He said, if you could go back in time to 10, 15, 20 years ago to a version of yourself, what's the conversation you would have with that person? That would be with yourself, you know, in that age, that would be an invaluable discussion. And you could be that person for somebody else, you know? So that's really the beauty of this industry. And the days are really gone where this is prohibitively expensive. You don't need a TV set to film an infomercial. You don't need to start with a huge mailing list or even a big social media following. All you need is the right framework, and you need the confidence to stop living small. So my favorite speaker of the day then came up right after that was Mr. Jim Quick. And what's actually crazy is this morning, as of this recording, the same morning, I have a podcast I listen to, which I think is just called Mindset. And it's huge. It's like one of the biggest podcasts out there just for personal development kind of clips. And Jim Quick came up for the first time and I'd never heard him before. And then I got to see him today on this training. So I thought that was super cool. But he gave a talk on owning your future by owning your brain. And he's teaches people how to learn faster, retain more. So he's worked with like Hollywood level actors and actresses, just all kinds of different people. He's got if you only have an hour to listen, I would listen to Jim's talk because it is immediately implementable and it's just, he's fun to listen to. So he gives the 12 tips on how to get the most out of the next 5 days, how to avoid overwhelm and retain more information. Then he asked the question, how many of us want a better brain? How many feel like there's too much to learn and not enough time? And that this is all like drinking from a fire hose, right? He asked, how many of you have books on your shelf that you haven't read yet? And how many would like to have a better memory? And again, he's starting off with a lot of really good questions to kind of spark our imagination and to get us in a creative mindset. He says the most costly words in the English language are I forgot. And as someone with ADHD, this one hits me so hard because I have such a difficult time remembering that I've built a lifestyle on helping me find things, reminders, all kinds of stuff to keep me from forgetting and to keep things front of mind or for really to keep me from losing track of time. So I forgot whether it's someone's name or to bring that thing, where something is, like how much time is lost looking for keys or wallets or remote controls, you know. But he also says remembering make you money, whether it's just remembering someone's name that they find impressive or it's product details or just how to do certain things. And then he told the story, his origin story, really, about how he ended up with brain trauma as a child. And it just absolutely changed him as a person. And in school, he was called the boy with the broken brain. And he really dove into just how that affected him. But he was able to overcome it through intention and through learning how to learn. So then he jumps into own your brain. This is the 12 steps. So it's a mnemonic, of course. So you write out, and if you didn't, I meant to say at the beginning, but have a pencil because notes are key. This is something you should be, in which he actually talks about in here as well, but take notes and don't just listen. So own your brain is the mnemonic. You can write that one out. The O stands for observation. And what it is, a lot of people blame retention as an issue of why they forget, but where the problem is actually attention. And again, with ADHD, this is an interesting thing because the problem with ADHD is there's actually too much attention going to too many different things at one time. So something else gets missed. It's not that we're not paying attention or we're lazy. It's that we're actually paying attention to too many things. And so if you're not paying attention to a person when they tell you their name, so you're not remembering the name, it's not going to stick. So it's an attention detail, not a retention detail. You weren't paying attention and forgot. You weren't paying attention in the first place. And he says the W, so own your brain. O is observation. W is workout. What's good for your heart is also good for your head. Sitting is the new smoking. And as your body moves, your brain grooves. As your body moves, your brain grooves. So this is something Tony Robbins teaches as well. Motion creates emotion. The more movement you have, just the more your brain is going to be working. And he gave us a couple examples. And N for own is note taking. 80% of information is forgotten if it's only listened to. So writing it down dramatically increases retention. The why for your own your brain is you. It starts with you. The bird is confident not because of a sturdy branch, but because of her own wings. And this is probably one of my favorite quotes in here. We can't be upset at a lack of results created by work we didn't do. So until you have confidence in yourself and a dedication to yourself, results just won't come, right? So the O in your, so own your brain is own. So if you take ownership of your day, the example that he gives for this is as soon as you wake up, if you fast forward to the end of your day and you told someone you had a great day, what are the three personal and professional things that would have to have had happened to make it true? So you can do your gratitude in the morning, but another great exercise to maybe even sit to add into your morning routine while brushing your teeth is to think back. So if this were the end of the day, what three things would have had to have happened for me to call this a good day? And then the U is understand. And again, so this is an attention issue, which is a perfect example. I think I was answering a text message or something when the U came up, and I did not get the explanation for what understand is. So I'm going to have to go back and re-listen to it. So the U stands for understand. We can kind of go into it from there. R is for rest. When you sleep, your brain heals. And the great tip he put here was to, because your circadian rhythm loves structure so much, it's one reason when we're sleeping, our brain heals, memories get stored, and brain does brainy things. But the tip he said to help this is instead of having a morning alarm to wake up, have an alarm that sets you to go to bed, or have a nighttime routine, which is just, that's been the biggest thing for me, is doing meditations at night before bedtime to really help me wind down. The B is for brain is belief. Whether you believe you can or believe you can't, you're right. This is something that I see just so often with so many people, is that a lot of people will just say, I'm not good at this, or I don't know how to do that, or, you know, I'm always late, or I'm bad with names. Every time we make that statement, it cements it to be more and more true in our life. And none of these things are specifically true because they are something changeable. If you're not good with names, you can get good with names. But to say, I am not good with names, is just really giving you an excuse to not do it, or it's giving you a reason to stay comfortable not doing the action on the opposite side of that. I think Tony Robbins talks about this later as well. But when we say, I don't know how to do that, that's kind of one of the phrases that particularly irks me more than anything else right now, because of course we don't know how to do that if it's something we haven't done before. But saying, I don't know how to do that, says, I don't want to learn how to do that. So I think he actually said, all you have to do is add yet to the end of it. I don't know how to do that yet, which completely changes the connotation of knowing that you can learn it, knowing that you can do it. There's so few things that we can't, you know, that we'll never be able to do, but I don't know how, or I've never been good at this, is really just us making an excuse for ourselves to not go through the discomfort of figuring it out, right? So then we go into the R for review. And this is one of the reasons I do these recaps as well, as for myself. So spaced repetition and space interval learning is reviewing your notes from the previous day, or me reviewing my notes from a few hours ago. And for you guys, it's you going through the event and then re-listening to these recaps, whether it's mine or someone else's, so that it really cements it into yourself a little bit better. That is so critical. And so whether it's going, listening to these reviews or getting a learning buddy, joining another group, if you're not in the Facebook group for the Own Your Future Challenge, why not? You know, it's a bunch of people you can talk to about going through the exact same thing that you're going through, or just messaging someone like me or someone else who's doing a podcast about this. And he says, you know, if you can't find someone who can be your learning buddy, or you can bounce these ideas off of, be that person for someone else, you know? Yeah, bring this to someone you care about. A is for apply. Reasons reap results. So when you apply a reason why you want to remember something, it's going to cement it better. So again, going back to like the name issue, which is the example in here, why do I want to remember his name or her name? If someone just tells you their name out of the blue and you don't think you're ever going to talk to them again, it's very unlikely you're going to remember their name. But if they are, say, you know, the president of the club, or, you know, the person you've got a super big crush on, you're going to remember the name. So you can ask, why do I want to do this? When will I use this? We all have the number one most powerful tool, which is a calendar, right? And so how much personal development time are you adding into your calendar? Because the better you can be, the more you can apply yourself to the situation, the more you're going to be able to remember certain things. I is for instruct. Intention matters. If you learn with the intention of teaching someone else, you will learn dramatically better. So again, there's the auditory listening. I think we've all heard this before. And then we write it down and then we teach it. That's kind of the process of cementing new information into your mind better. And then finally, the N is for nourish. And this is both physically and emotionally, right? So you need to nourish your brain and nourish your body. So he makes the example of, like, you know, when you're full and you're in that food coma, your body is not in a good state to be able to remember things. Or if you're hungry or if you're grumpy, retention goes down. So he actually says brain is 2% of your body mass, but 20% of your energy consumption. So the healthier you physically are, the healthier your brain is going to be. And then he gives examples of good foods to eat, like avocados, eggs, olive oil, leafy green veggies, and turmeric. So that is Mr. Jim Quick. He was a delight to listen to. After Jim, KK was back up, I believe, and introduced the Tony Robbins, who likes to talk for a very long time. And today's was actually quite a bit longer than the rest of them are going to be. So, and that's because we all know Tony Robbins likes to talk. And he says, what are you going to do? Tell me to get off stage? No, I do not think that's going to happen. So he gets to talk kind of as long as he wants, but he always does a great job. And he did do a really good exercise. Tony Robbins started off saying being able to help someone accomplish an aspect that they really care about in their world is one of the most fulfilling things we can do as a person. And Tony shared a story about growing up poor, and when someone was able to give them a Thanksgiving dinner, it made him realize that people in the world do care. And this sort of fueled and sparked his journey on bringing food to those who can't. And at this point, because of that, you know, he's fed over 1 billion people, which is pretty wild. And This is one of the things that fuels Tony and that fuels his mission. But now anyone, really, because of technology, has the ability to create something meaningful and earn an income while doing so. And Tony goes back again. He tells his first story about how he first heard about going to a seminar, but he had to invest to get there, and that it just took him some resourcefulness in order to get to this place that he knew he needed, right? And he says intelligence can take us a long way, but if we're not determined to get there, we won't. And one of Tony Robbins' big sayings that he said here as well is that we get what we must have, not what we think we should have. He says the whole reason for this product that they've got with Project Next and with the Own Your Future Challenge is that there is something very wrong with our educational system in the United States. There's $1.8 trillion in educational debt right now. 77% of people who go through college and are contributing to this debt aren't even working in the industry that they went to college for. 3 out of 4 people are not in the industry that they went into debt for. 40% of the people who do, so out of the, you know, out of that last 25%, 40% of those don't like their job and don't like the industry that they ended up in. It's an alarming statistic that's actually really scary when you think about it. And so people are leaving the traditional education system in droves. And it's what we're looking for is we want results. You know, we want to learn from someone who's done it, who's just a few steps ahead of us, not necessarily some 4-year institution where the job isn't even there by the time we're out of college because things are changing so incredibly quickly. Okay, so going back to that interview with Warren Buffett, Tony asked Warren Buffett what the greatest thing he ever learned was. And Warren Buffett gave him the answer was learning how to be better with people. And communication really was the key of that. And he said, because if you can become the best in your industry, you will never be out of a job. But you need to own your own business to do that. And the best business you can have has to have low overhead and a low investment to get it running, to keep it running and get it started. And when you have an education-based business, a knowledge business, there really isn't a lot of cost to deliver the information you know to the people who need it the most. So then the question is, how do you get really, really good at something like this? And again, Warren Buffett says you need to work more on yourself every single day than you do at any job. The key is you have to have a skill that creates value for the people that you want to help. Now, if we know this, and that seems like it makes so much logical sense, why don't more people do it? And the reason is because of a feel of fear, just straight up fear, whether it's a fear of rejection, fear of success, fear of failure. Something fear tends to get in the way and hold so many people back from living life on their own terms, which this leads into Tony's 3 mandates on what to do to actually have that life on your own terms. So mandate number 1 is you really have to see things as they are and not worse than they are. We very often will tend to downplay things in order to make them seem worse than they are, in order to make us not feel bad for going for something that we might otherwise want. So if you want to start a business, but you just think, oh, you know, I'm not the kind of person that starts a business, or that wouldn't work out for me if I did it. None of that's true. Like, it can work if you go for it and if you do it correctly. So thinking that this isn't for me, that I'm not that kind of person, that it's not going to work out, that's seeing things as worse than it is and not giving yourself an accurate representation of how things actually are. But we do this to keep ourselves comfortable, or rather to keep us away from feelings of failure or rejection. So if we think that probably won't work for me, We're doing that so in case we do stumble or fail or get into discomfort, that we don't suffer in that kind of a way. So we need to be really, really honest with things as they are. The number two is we actually need to see things better than they are. So it's really easy to do things when it's easy, but often when once it starts to get hard is when we stop, because we enter that place of discomfort or we start to enter disappointment and our body wants to protect us. So we have to have a compelling future and we have to see the potential, the place that could be better, because anyone can do something that's difficult today as long as they have a compelling tomorrow. So and then step number three is then we need to do the work to make things the way that we see that it could be. And that is what takes the framework of success, right? We need the steps to get there. We can do it on our own, or we can follow what somebody has done before in the past. And again, Tony Robbins says, complexity is the enemy of execution. So he gives us the framework to ensure that we're successful in everything that we do. The framework, the first one is strategy. If you have the right strategy, it can save you decades. If you don't have a strategy, it's going to take so much more work. But there are also some other things you need, because strategy is the last thing we need to implement. The second thing we need to do is work on the story that we tell ourselves. Tony Robbins gives the example that he says, that have you ever tried to help somebody else? And the more that you help them, the more resistance comes up. They might even ask you for help, but then suddenly they say, well, I don't know how to do this, or that doesn't work. I've tried that before. You know, I've tried all of these different things. And the advice you give them is just, you see that the answer is clearly there if they would apply themselves a little bit more, but for some reason they're not. And chances are because there's a story repeating in their head that's literally preventing them from being able to see how obvious the answer is. We have to change our stories to be able to implement the right strategy, because if you have the strategy and the framework, but the story in your head is telling you it's never going to work, it's never going to work. The easiest way to change your story is to change your state. And this is something that Tony Robbins, we all know that he harps on. So he gives the example of how many times have you seen people spend the money on a course or a seminar, and then maybe you miss a day of doing the work, and then you kind of beat yourself up for not getting as much done as you wanted to do. And then you get really in a negative thought loop of like, man, I wish I was doing better. I'm never going to get this. Why is this so hard? Maybe this isn't for me. And you're just stuck in that state of negativity. Fear is also a state. And many of us spend a lot of time in a fearful state or in a negative state or in a self-depreciating state. And it's work to get out of there so that we can change our story, so that we can start implementing the different strategies in our life to get to that compelling future that we want to go for. And then Tony gives the example of doing a form of priming in order to change that state immediately, which it does work and it is very effective. That is one thing I didn't really like, that I haven't been liking about these online seminars or these online workshops, that it didn't really notice it until today. But it's so, doing priming exercises where you're standing up and you're pumping and you're shouting and you're making your energetic noise that gives you power, that is something that works so incredibly well in a group setting where you get everyone doing that and the vibration of the stadium is shaking and you feel it down to the core of your soul. I don't think these exercises work as well at home, even though Tony has done a great job and his team has done a great job of really making a stadium feel with the technology. He's got the laugh track and he's got the music and he's got the people cheering and everything in the background that he's taken from his actual live events to give us close to a feeling of scale, you know, more than anyone else I've ever seen on an online performance, right? But it doesn't quite translate the same just doing it in the quiet and comfort of my own home. I don't know what the answer is or if there's a better answer. So, but whatever you can do to get your state and raise your state is absolutely key. So he gives one really great exercise, and this is something that I would love to open up to anyone else who's listening on this podcast or catches this on YouTube or Facebook. You know, I would love to sit down and do this specific exercise with you that we're about to go over next. So the reason he did it this way is because he wanted to get your energy level up, so that you could be in a very positive mindset to be forward thinking. Because the exercise is, the first question is, what are two goals that you want to achieve in the next 6 to 12 months? You want to get your energy level up. You want to be in a good feeling place so that you can think about that positive, compelling future. What are two things that you want to do in the next 12 months, 6 to 12 months, that would really, really make a difference and feel great? And then number two is, why is this a must for you? Why is this the thing that you have to do to get out of debt, to launch your own business for security, to get that emergency fund, to get this project that you're very passionate about out to the world, whether it's a book, whether it's a course, you know, why is it a must? Because if you know the what you want to do and the why you want to do it, the how always works itself out. And then the next question is, what's kept you from changing in the past? Is there a limiting belief? Is it not knowing the how, the tyranny of how, he calls it? What is the roadblocks that have stopped you from getting to that level? And once you have that, then what is the thing that you need to do right now that needs to change? So what needs to change in order for you to get past this limiting belief or get through this tyranny of how? And then he says, what are 1 to 2 actionable steps that would move it forward for you? So I would love, if you guys want, let's jump on a call and you can send me an email, reply to this message, or you can email me at davidb@davidb.me. And let's go through this. And I would love to help you figure out this next 6 to 12 month goal. And that's whenever you're watching this, I would be happy to extend that offer to you. Because what happens is when people get overwhelmed, they don't start doing a lot of these things, going through, you know, a lot of these exercises and going through 4 hours of notes can be overwhelming. And that's when it really helps to have someone by your side who can bounce ideas off, who you can bounce ideas off with, who you can get feedback from, and who's there to support you completely judgment-free because they've done it before, right? It's much harder asking people for support when they haven't done what you're trying to do. So, and if you're getting overwhelmed, you're not going to start, and then you're going to be in the exact same place next year. He then does another exercise really to finish it up and bring that positive energy back up, which is really positive emotion stacking. So he's asking you, what are 3 moments you've... So anytime you're feeling stressed or burnt out or frustrated, that's a great thing to start the day with, honestly, is just moments of gratitude. So he asked you to really get into that good place now that you've thought about those goals. And then what are 3 moments you feel grateful for in your... And he really asks you to visualize it. What are some moments you're proud of? What's a moment you treasure? Maybe something that was special with family or friends. He says the birth of a child or the meeting of a partner. What are some things that just really bring you joy? Because when you're in that overwhelmed state, if you're ever feeling overwhelmed or frustrated, the number one thing that gets rid of negativity is gratitude. So it was a great way to end. Tony always does it up with the music. But again, I'm also a very logical-minded person, so these kind of exercises don't always work great for me, and it takes a higher level of immersion in order to really get into it, which might be one reason I don't like the events from home nearly as much as I do like them in person. But, you know, just really feeling gratitude absolutely helps. So, all in all, it was a good day one. I still do 100% believe that Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi have the best system in launching a home-based business, whether it's creating a coaching product, a book, a course, or any kind of digital product. They've done it the best in the world. Tony, I feel, is the best businessman from the personal development industry. And really, everyone else is just teaching the same stuff that Tony Robbins taught 20, 30 years ago, just with their own spin on it. So if it's something that you want to do, these are the guys to follow. Having support is the best thing you can do for yourself, and joining, and this is the biggest community online really for this kind of thing. So the key is, if there is something that you want to do, do get immersed, listen through the whole training, listen to these recaps, whether it's mine or there's a handful of other people doing recaps on this as well that you can probably find on YouTube. The key that they didn't touch on, which I imagine they will touch on later, is that especially with this world of AI expanding faster and faster, your story, the story and experience of humans and humanity, is more important than it's ever been before. And now is really the best time to get your story out in any way that you can. And these are really, really good tools to help you do that. So yeah, I'm excited to see the rest of the days. Hopefully the quality of information will stay as good as it did today. Jim Quick crushed it. He did so great. And I'm excited to see what's coming up next. So I would love to hear your thoughts as well. If you liked it, if you hated it, if there was anything I missed, definitely put that down in the comments. And if you have any questions, put that down there as well. And feel free to reach out anytime that you need me. So thanks again. And we will chat with you soon.
Thank you for listening.
If you enjoyed today's conversation, please consider liking, subscribing, and or reviewing us on wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Also, if there's someone you know who clearly doesn't know what the fuck they're doing and would benefit from this topic, please hit that share button and send them this episode.
Let's normalize the feeling of uncertainty,
asking for help, and admitting that we don't know
what the fuck we're doing either.